Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norman. I hope you are happy and well when you get this message. Norm, I want to tell you a story. When I was a teenager, I got up early and I pulled a full body t-shirt over my body. I wore a full body t-shirt because I possessed 40 double D melons. I also had a very hairy cunt. Additionally, I usually had hickeys all over both cheeks atop my tasty ass cakes. It was good to wear the t-shirt. That ensured that no member of my family would see my goodies. It was summertime, and school was out. Normally, I would sleep until noon, but it was my birthday, so I got up at around 8 in the morning. Every year on my birthday, our mailbox would be filled with lots of birthday cards for me. The cards came from aunts, uncles, cousins, friends, and even my grandparents. Inside those birthday cards was money. My plan was to use that birthday money to buy pot, cocaine, Spanish fly, LSD, a pint of absinthe, and a Ziploc bag full of Molly. Norm, at that time, I would eat a handful of Spanish fly to turn myself on, just before I switched on my Chinese-made patented seam splitter dildo. Spanish fly makes you very horny. They use the fly on cattle to make the bull horny, so he'll fuck a female cow. Norman, I ran down the stairs and walked to the mailbox. I imagined all the things I would do to myself because of the sudden influx of cash, like pack my large colon with Spanish fly all the way to my sphincter, or pour absinthe into my fuck hole and get drunk as the alcohol gets absorbed through my sugar walls. Unfortunately, when I pulled open the mailbox door, there were no birthday cards. But there was a handwritten post-it note lying inside the mailbox. Using cursive writing, someone had written the words, "Happy birthday, whore, now take it," onto the yellow post-it note. As I stood in front of the mailbox, my legs spread, I heard a strange noise. It sounded like a big machine had been switched on, near me. And then a powerful, quick, narrow burst of high-pressured steam erupted out of the ground under me. And then another. Before I had a chance to react, a 14-inch long, by 2-inch wide dildo rose out of the ground directly between my silky perfumed legs. The huge headed dildo was mounted atop a powerful hydraulic piston. The enormous rubber cock was at my ankles, and then it was at my knees. The next moment the dildo reached my thighs, and before I had a chance to cry out, the titanic-sized dildo drove itself deep into my tight fuckhole. But how? Why? Norman, I was getting dicked. As the dick violently moved in and out of my wet throbbing pussy, I came. As I came, I moaned. My nipples were rock hard. My areolas were blood red and goose pimpled. My eyes were rolled back into the back of my head and my mouth was open. Vaginal juices dripping from my cunt formed a small puddle in front of the mailbox. Somehow my full body t-shirt got snagged by the mailbox door and my full body t-shirt got torn off. I was naked, and I was bucking my hips in front of my parents' mailbox. I came again, and again, and again. The dick kept hammering away at my snatch hundreds if not thousands of times. In my mind, I was getting dicked from the aliens that lived in the center of the earth. I loved it. I didn't give a fuck about anything else. I was dick. Norman, at some point, I blacked out from orgasm overload. When I regained consciousness, a police officer told my mother that someone had installed an atomic-powered dildo machine in the ground in front of our mailbox. When I pulled open the mailbox door, the dildo machine was activated, and I got crammed. Norm, I couldn't walk normally for about 12 weeks. When I did walk, I walked bull-legged. According to the emergency room nurse, my pelvic floor collapsed from the rototilling my fuckhole took. Don't ask me what a pelvic floor is. I don't know. Also, my parents had to hire someone to replace the mailbox because it smelled like raw pussy. And my huge jugs flopping around wildly as I came, destroyed the mailbox. The mailbox door was never found. Norm, my mom and dad had the massive puddle of vaginal juices that gushed out of my out-of-control beaver pumped out, and they filled the hole in with topsoil. My black half-sister put a geranium plant there. The police called a metal salvage company, and the salvage company came to our house. The metal salvage company used a backhoe to dig out the atomic-powered dildo machine that reamed out my minge. There was a labyrinth of underground steel frame members connected to the dildo machine. A 6.7-liter diesel engine powered the hydraulic piston that the colossal dildo was attached to. A couple of the salvage workers got into a fist fight over the ownership of the dildo that pile-drived my hole. Each man took turns smelling the dildo between punches. Detectives couldn't understand how the vast dildo machine structure was installed underground in front of our mailbox seemingly overnight. The authorities universally agreed that whomever installed the dildo machine would have had to tear out our street. When our neighbors were questioned, not one of them said they saw the dildo machine being installed. Norm, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, be careful when you go to the mailbox to retrieve your cash-filled birthday cards. You could get dicked. I did. Now I must go. Norm, I call all the time, but you never call me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to vibrate my clitoris and fuck hole while I smoke weed, tap my bong, dry hump a pillow, and come while I lie atop my dead grandmother's whiskey, semen, and piss-stained mattress. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
Hang on, will ya? So I'm laying in my bed. My disco ball is going above my head. I always run it. And I'm smoking a shitload of dope. I like Pinconning Paralyzer. I've got about 2.5 bricks of it left. A friend of mine gave me the Pinconning Paralyzer. I'm not talking fucking buds or stems or shit like that, junky ass junk. I'm talking about real weed. I got gifted bricks of weed because of a woman I banged out up here whose family is a wholesale grower of marijuana. They're a licensed grower. And she gave me bricks of weed. I'm laying on top of my bed. I got my knob out. I'm smoking shitloads of weed, pushing myself. When my fucking phone rings. You have your phone ring. Your phone rings. My telephone rings and I pick it up and I figure it may be some chick. Maybe this wants to come over, something like that. I got a big reputation as a pussy satisfier. It sounds stupid. It makes me even laugh. But I am a pussy satisfier. They say that shit, those who talk about it don't get it, those who get it never talk about it. That's not true with me. If there's one thing I gotta pass on before I die, it's how to get pussy to people like you, dumbos like you, fucksticks like you who can't get pussy. I gotta pass this on. This is like a gift to me because I get pussy so readily, and why don't we get pussy readily? It's because of how I look, man. Chicks want to be associated with designer's names. They want to be fucking Louis Vuitton red bottom shoes. They want to be associated with winners and stars and singers. They want to be around anything that's really cool. That's me. A pussy satisfier. Go down here, man. Go down here and eat your loose meat sandwich. That's what it is. Eating pussy or pussy satisfier. You're a loose meat eater. A loose meat sandwich eater. Go down there. I know this stuff. So my friend, the phone rings, and my friend, it's fucking Rappa Lunch from the Detroit Health Department. He says, Norm. And I know him right away because he's got such a heavy Indian accent. Hello, Norman. I want to tell you something. That's how he talks. He starts talking to me on the phone. I said, yeah, what is it, Rappa? I'm smoking a shitload of dope here, and I got my knob out. Don't interrupt me when I got my fucking knob out. That means I'm starting to heat up the syrup. I'm starting to heat up the sap that's in the base of the tree, and I'm going to fucking get ready to blow. What do you want? Rampa says this to me. The fucking pussy air scrubbers. He didn't use the F word. I use that for effect. The pussy air scrubbers are failing across the U.S. He says it's worse than when I talked about it. I briefly touched on this last and last recording, maybe more than briefly. I don't remember. He says the pussy air scrubbers are failing in a bad way. And I said, what do you mean? He said they just had to shut down three towns in the fucking state of Michigan. They had to shut them down. He says there's actual roadblocks to get into the town. No one gets in and no one leaves. It doesn't matter if they don't leave, he said. And I said, well, if they can't leave, what? He says it's a stench of pussy. If they can't leave, he said, they eventually pass out from pussy inhalation. Excessive pussy inhalation. Sometimes when I say the P word, I spit. I don't know why. I start making a sound like that. I used to date a girl, and every fucking time she talked, all she did was spit. I liked her so much, even though all my friends told me, all my mates told me, don't fucking go near her. She spits when she talks. She's weird. I couldn't see that because I was in love with her. Spitting all over the place between every fucking sentence, spitting after sentences, spitting when she stopped, spitting coming out. She was attractive. She just spit all over when she talked, and my friends wouldn't be around her. I was so blinded. Then I fucking still hung around her, man. See what level duty, how fucked up you get? That's why you have to have friends. That's why you have to have mates, because these fucking people will alert you to how goddamn dumb you are, the psychosis that you may be experiencing at any time and not even realize you're in it. You're trapped in this shit. Just spitting all over the fucking place. I got a picture of her that someone took with a 35mm camera years ago. And they were always experimenting with a fucking, the shutter speed. You can, these f-stops, I think they call them. You can experience with the shutter speed. He gave me a picture once. It was an 8x10 black and white, because he knows I'm fascinated by 8x10 black and whites. Especially if it's a fucking, not even black and white photo, no colors. Especially if it's a fucking photograph of a woman on all fours taking a dick from a dog from the rear. I got one like that. It was World War I. It was one of those dogs that they ran around. They put a barrel around his neck, a tiny little barrel, and had messages. That fucking dog was supposed to take that message to somebody on the front. This is what they used then. But that fucking dog stopped at some bitch that was on, I don't know, on the front line, something like that, and he banged her on from the rear, and I got that picture. It's extremely goddamn rare. What is that dog called? Big goddamn dog, horsey looking thing with white and brown fur, big ears. It was one of those with a message around his neck, and he was giving this chick fucking dick. He was dicking her. The message was, take some dick, slut. You're on the front line. Everybody's open. And he gave me that. But I got a picture, an actual photograph of I almost said her fucking name. I almost said her name, man. That'd have been bad. That'd have been real fucking bad. Of her talking. And when she's talking, the spit is trapped mid-air because he had it on an extremely high-speed camera on an f-stop or something like that, whatever you do, the speed of it, of the shutter. And he caught the spit as it was coming out, and he showed that to me. And when I saw that, I thought, holy fuck, they're not bullshitting. I'm blind in love. I'm loving blindly. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm out of fucking control. I'm going down there eating loose meat sandwiches. I'm not thinking, man. I'm out of fucking control. And it took this picture to bring me out of it. You should have seen the spit. It looked like somebody had dropped into the fucking, a big pile of, you know, like a cannonball. Cannonball. You're dropping off a cliff or something into the water. You pull your legs in tight. It looked like that, the amount of spit coming out of her fucking mouth. And I never saw it, not one damn time. Used to go to a coffee shop with her, and we'd have coffee, and everybody would leave around us, and I couldn't understand it why. I thought it was because she wore Clive Christensen No. 1. It's a perfume. It's very strong, very expensive, and I thought that pushed people off. I thought it was too powerful. It wasn't anything like that. She was spitting all over the goddamn place. See, I've made mistakes, and I admit it. I'll admit the mistake right here, right now to you. I'll admit the mistakes because I'm not infallible. I make fucking mistakes. I was in love with going down eating loose meat sandwiches before I fucking found out. That's her pussy, her cunt. Before I found out you could lose your voice box, they got to go down your goddamn throat with a shovel to dig out your voice box because fucking pussy juices ate it up, man. You always get cancer when you eat fucking pussy. It's a given. She doesn't get anything. She doesn't die from anything. They just keep on going, fucking wrecking fucking voice boxes in men's necks. They silence them this way. You have to understand that, the fact of that. Chicks are silencing men one by one by giving them throat cancer. No one gives a flying fuck what your fucking opinion is then. You're talking through something that looks like a dick again. Again, about a dick. Silver looking thing they hold to their neck and they're talking. And that fucking thing sounds like, I got throat cancer when I ate some fucking pussy. And they got this machine on the side of it and they're silencing men one by one. Why? Because they want to win. That's all it's ever been about. Man versus a woman versus a man. They want to fucking win, man, and by silencing some dude, he can't speak no more. He looks like a fucking dummy. He thinks he's still got opinions. Well, your voice box has been fucking removed. It's in fucking another pile with all the babies and all the abortions, the 10,000 abortions a day. Your voice box is there. This chick's just throwing meat after meat after part after organ after brain after another, and they just keep coming, and you want one, fuck chick. Some fucking Rampa Lunch tells me on the telephone, honest to God, he said it's out of control. They've shut a couple towns down because the air scrubbers, the pussy air scrubbers that are used to filter the air, the stench of pussy out of the air in that town, village, city, whatever it is, they're fucking failing. He said two of the towns are closed. Nobody's allowed to get into the town. This is like top secret shit. No one's allowed to get into the town and they can't leave the town either. They can't leave it. And they're not able to leave it because they're getting poisoned by the stench of pussy. They're being killed by the stench, the powerful stench of fucking pussy. You have any idea what's in a fucking pussy? The molecules? Lactic acid, hydrogen peroxide, glycogen, I think it's called? Fucking all kinds of fatty acids, immune molecules. There's all sorts of shit in a woman's pussy, and a pussy comes out, and the molecules are out there, and they just take everybody the fuck down. You know, you fucking actually inhale pussy molecules every day? You probably don't believe me. It sounds too ridiculous, but it's true. Molecules are blown into the air from flowers and all kinds of stuff. Person farts. When they fart, there's nitrogen, there's fucking oxygen, there's carbon dioxide, hydrogen, methane. It's inside the fart. When you fart, the molecules come out the asshole and you actually eat shit. Honest to God. You're eating shit. The molecules you breathe in, they land on your tongue and you've eaten shit in the smallest, most microscopic way, but you have. It's the same thing with a fucking pussy. The pussy with its lactic acid, its glycogen, the fucking fatty acids, the immune molecules, and all the other cum that's been packed into her cunt and all the horrible sin shit in there becomes a molecule that's blown out of these orifices when they have a pussy fart, when they have an actual anal fart, when they blow something out of their shithole and you inhale it, man. You inhale it and you eat it. Don't ever fucking tell me or tell anybody that you're not a pussy eater because you are. We're forced to eat pussy every goddamn day. It's sick, man. Every time I open my mouth up, I'm at the fucking store. I'm at the goddamn chemist. I'm getting fucking some prescription filled. Every time I'm fucking at the store, some chick's near me. She blows a pussy fart. I ate her pussy. If she blows an anal fart, I ate her shit. I'm eating shit and pussy all day, except I'm more aware of it. I'm more understanding of it because I deliberately often go there on purpose in the situations that I happen to be in. That's the result of it. That's the equals of it. You're eating pussy right now. You don't even know it. Some chick sitting next to you blew a pussy fart. Fucking Toby or Kunta Kinte, she banged him out all night. He's got an 18-inch cock. He's blew fucking two fistfuls of cum in that fuckhole, and then she blows it out. Those pussy molecules come out. They come out, she blows it out after she cooks it and makes a nice recipe of extreme stink, of extreme horror. They never make horror movies like that, do they? Where's a fucking horror movie like that in the goddamn motion pictures at the cinema or wherever you go or even on fucking on TV, on fucking Netflix? Where is it? That's the real horror, man. A chick blowing a pussy fart out and she banged out Kunta Kinte for 15 hours or three fucking nights. It's just this cooked cocktail of death that comes out of her fuckhole. Molecules are blown into the air, are in the air all over you all the time. They're all over you. They're in the air, man. Somebody's shit, some chick's shit. You just ate her shit. You didn't even know it. She walked past you, and she was trying to be polite to you when you met her. Maybe she's a friend. Maybe she's a work associate. How are you? I'm good. What you been up to? Oh, nothing. Just work. Had to do some overtime. I asked for fucking 4 days off, and they told me no, though they previously approved it. You know, just stupid small talk, but there she is. She's shit, and you made her shit.
She fucking blew a pussy fart out and you ate her pussy. You ate her love affair with Kunta Kinte or Toby. You ate her love affair and it's on the tip of your tongue now. You're swallowing it. You were a part of their fucking goddamn compilation. Their gathering, their communing of each other's fucking genitals. You were a part of it, man. Rampalun says that goddamn two cities are closed down now because they can't get the fuel. It's not only the prices anymore. Now they can't get the fuel. Every distributor, every wholesaler knows how to knock it up real high by blocking the distribution of the fuel. So they can't get any goddamn fuel. Two cities closed down in Michigan, if you can imagine, you can't come into. Why can't you come into it? I mean, think of it. Look at the ruse that's been pulled on us. You can't come into the city. Why can't you come into the city? Has there been an ammonia truck falling over? Has a train crashed and all the chemicals in the fucking cars spilled out of it? Why can't you come into the town? Nothing's worse than, say, ammonia and all that. It's pussy. It's a stench of pussy. There's no more air purifiers. There's no more pussy purifiers. The machines that filter the air for the stench of pussy, they're not running anymore in these towns. And these fucking towns have to be goddamn closed down. They're closed down and everybody in there has to be subjected to extreme high levels of the stench of pussy until they never want to see a woman again. And that's how it is, man. When you meet a chick, she's worked on her pussy. She's worked on it. She's minimized the stink. She's maybe worked on it for 2-3 hours so that when you get to her, you think, wow, that's not so bad. But when you're hooked up with her in a court of law with a license, a marriage license, she doesn't give a flying fuck. She'll throw her goddamn rag at you. She'll sit on your face and blow her pussy farts into your goddamn nose on close time. She doesn't care anymore. She's got you and the fucking house you owned and all your savings, your fucking gift certificates, your stock certificates, the Tesla stock you bought at $140 a share. She's got it to fuck all now, man. She doesn't care. They're closing the towns down. It's creepy. Nobody can come in or go out. You can't get into the town. You think it really angry. He says they're getting angry. There's an outrage as they get to the fucking roadblocks and the cops are there. The state troopers are there. They even brought in some military, some militia group. They brought them in to stop people from coming into the town. Now, why? Well, they're obviously trying to help you. They're trying to help you from taking your car, your fucking car, you're driving it in, the car that you have, whatever it is, electric or gasoline, the car you have, they're trying to stop that car from coming into the town because within minutes of you driving into that town, you're going to be overcome by the strong stench of pussy, which is like a billion times worse than fucking 50 landfills filled with nothing but seething, searing, souring maxi pads filled with blood. It's worse than that even, the stench of what you're driving through. By the time you try to drive through this town, you've crashed into the ice cream parlor. You've crashed into the haircut place. You've gone head first into a fucking place that serves nothing but lattes, a Starbucks filled with bitches in there, and you've gone head first through that with their fucking car because you can't think anymore, because you're overridden by the stench of pussy, and that's what basically the MO of a chick is. In any way, it's to take you over to conquer you, to destroy you in any possible way, from lung, from fucking throat cancer, from eating fucking down near her pussy, from throat cancer to all kinds of things, her pussy odors, to all kinds of shit that could be going on. It's destroying you. That's what their MO is. That's what they do. You're driving through fucking town and there's a bridge there. Every little town, every town has a bridge and a creek that runs through it. You're going to go through that fucking bridge and you're going to crash into the creek. That's a better fucking way to die than dying smelling nothing but goddamn pussy. They're closing these towns. They're blocking them out. They don't want anybody in them. They don't want anybody to leave because why? These machines that purify fucking the air from the stench of pussy that allows you to walk in that town, they're dead on fucking arrival. The men, the workmen, I understand, this is Rapalunch told me, they were working fucking 18, 20-hour shifts trying to keep these things going. They were trying all kinds of shit. They were trying to use regular fuel with fuel converters. They were doing anything possible. They talked about having nuclear-powered air converters. Now, they talked about this a long time. Nuclear-powered air converters. like a submarine, like an American sub, like a British sub, whatever it is, a British submarine that has nuclear fucking, they're powered nuclear, they boil water for turbines, and they boil water using nuclear fission and all that. They're talking about using nuclear fission on these fucking air purifiers and are in these towns all across the United States. And it's not just the fucking U.S., man. Look at the U.K., it's filled with nothing but goddamn Muslims now. All they do is fucking play with their genitals, and you know they don't wash. They don't wash, and then they walk around with a black goddamn rag on, keeping that stink contained with them. It's like fucking Linus from Charlie Brown, man. That fucker never changed that blanket. It's the same fucking thing. They never change. They never clean those goddamn clothes, ever. And it's like one pussy atomic bomb after another in the UK with these fucking Muslims walking all over the place with this bizarre half-crooked smile on their face. Or a crooked half smile. You can't get into the town, man. This is how powerful pussy is. This is how goddamn scary pussy is. It's scary to the core, but boy, do they work hard to try to make you think pussy is nice. They're walking around in design shoes, designer shoes. They're in commercials with beautiful clothing on. They're always smiling or in a Target commercial. And none of it's fucking true, man. I'm telling you, man. Man, get the fuck out of there while you can, wherever you are. Man, get out of there, man. You're in fucking danger, fuckstick. You're a man. You're dead, man. Find another fucking man. Fuck him. It's better. You'll be better off than fucking being with a woman. What they can do to you. No dude's going to give you throat fucking cancer, is he? You're not going to be overcome by the stench of pussy. You're not going to be overcome by constantly looking at fucking tampons that are stacked on the top of your toilet in five rows, some bitch who broke you down. You never thought you'd ever go into a bathroom in your life and see nothing but fucking tampons in a fucking box on top of the toilet tank. You've been broken, man. That's a sure fucking sign of it. You imagine nuclear-powered goddamn fucking air pussy scrubbers, air-filtering pussy scrubbers. If they didn't have these, the tongues would collapse. The bricks, the mortar would collapse. That's what the stench of pussy does. The mortar between the bricks turns to flour, and it just collapses. One building after another goes because of the stench of pussy, because the purifiers are gone. Now, what happens now? Well, one town goes, then another town goes. Then another town goes, and the cost becomes prohibitive. You can't bring them back, and it becomes a highly concentrated hotspot of the stench of fucking pussy, raw pussy, the fucking thing that you run to. It's like an unspoken thing with most men. They think, yeah, well, fuck, you know, she's nice other than that. You know, she's great cook and shit, and we go on trips and stuff. Yeah, well, you know, her pussy does, it's horrible. It's like the Titanic of all stench. And I don't know much if I can, but you know, it's okay. They make up excuses like that to themselves. They say horrible shit to themselves. They trick themselves into believing things about this when she's fucking got a pussy that smells like that, but she wants you to finance a $750,000 house. I don't know how much that is in pounds. Go fucking figure it out. Go ask goddamn Gemini. She knows every fucking thing. Go figure it out. But he said that. Rapa Lunch told me this, that they're closing towns down, and I had my knob in my hand, and it was so startling to me that my dick went limp. My dick never goes limp. You could be shooting people outside my window. You could be assassinating people one after another. There could be people, expert marksmen with crossbows, taking out bitches in my yard, taking out chicks that are planting flowers or replanting or putting in tiny trees. It could go kill one after another, and my dick wouldn't go limp. And this is how spooky it was to me. My dick went fucking limp. You hear what I said to pee? That's what I'm talking about. That's what how that chick used to talk with all the fucking spitting. But he said the towns are in overload. Now, when I heard him mention nuclear-powered air scrubbers, think of that. They'd rather risk the possibility of a complete meltdown, a nuclear fucking meltdown, a core meltdown, in one of these pussy air scrubbers. Now, they're filled with 10 tons of carbon. That's how they filter the air. They have to be changed all the time, the carbon does. An actual nuclear reactor, a meltdown, a core meltdown. They'd actually risk that. To have the air smell not like pussy. You know, they must have weighed that. They're in an office somewhere. They're in some meeting, some big business meeting with a bunch of chicks wearing smartly attire, holding on their attaché case, being a big business woman. They're in these fucking meetings and stuff. And someone said, well, you know, let me see now. We kill people slow with a stench of pussy so dense, so thick, so overpowering that you can actually see the pussy waves of stink, the molecules, like much like if you see a mirage in a desert. You can actually see these fucking stink molecules like a mirage in the air. Then let's risk fucking blowing the place up. Let's risk a core meltdown because nobody can survive here. Every business is boarded up. Even the fucking do weed businesses that were selling fucking pharmaceutical grade weed or whatever the fuck it is at these places, these dispensaries, whatever, even they're fucking closed down. Now that means it's really fucking bad, doesn't it? We better just risk the nuclear and let that thing run nonstop. Now, if they had nuclear, I guess they could have done that, but nobody ever thought that they were going to run out of fuel for pussy air scrubbers, and a lot of people took it too fucking lightly. It wasn't me. I wouldn't be one of them. I have smelled pussy close range. I'm not bullshitting you. When I tell you that I was in Vietnam for 18 months, I took two tours. When I tell you that I screwed literally a couple thousand VC chicks, the gooks that were out in the rice paddies, I would be dropped from a fucking airplane. I mean, a Bell H-1 helicopter. That's what we use there. I'd be dropped from that thing at 200 fucking feet like Rambo, and it was just so I could get pussy. I'm running around in a rice paddy, and all I'm doing is eating pussy after pussy after pussy after pussy. And it was really good for me because it established what I was. I understood what I was. I was put here for that purpose, to eat pussy, to go after pussy, like all men. But most men are restrained on that. Most men have been throttled, have got a governor on them. They can't ever enact what they wanted to be with regards to pussy, like your correspondent, Norm Augustinus. They can never do that. Why? Because they're afraid. Why? Because they got to make a living. Why? Because who knows, they may be on the far left or some shit. I don't really, far right, it doesn't really matter. I don't really understand that part of it. But they don't want to do it. I was dropped from helicopters and I went after hundreds of fucking women that were tending to the rice paddies during Vietnam. I ate them out and threw them aside, ate another out, threw them aside, ate another out and threw them aside. I went fucking nuts. I actually started taking the rice and molding into cocks, 10, 12 inch rice cocks, because it was extremely soft then. And you could squeeze it together like Play-Doh, like clay dough. And I could make fucking rice cocks right there, 12, 18 inches. And I'd come at them yelling with everything I had. They were running, knowing they were going to get dicked. Now, that's where we have similar situations, similar things, interchangeable things. All the fucking people, even the enemy, has a pussy, and the pussy needs fucking inches. Inches and inches of goddamn meat, and then that way we're all the same, aren't we? They all need inches whenever I'm anywhere. I say to myself, even if I travel over, out of the U.S., I think, you know, we're all in the same thing here. She's got a fucking stretched out hole that needs a dick. She's yearning for fucking inches, and I got the inches. I fit right in here. Never feel like you're an outsider somewhere. Never feel like you don't belong somewhere. If you've got a dick, you belong anywhere and everywhere because you're fucking royalty, because you've got a cock, man, in your pants. You might not have a 14.5-inch cock like me, 15.5-pounder like I do. You might not have that, but wherever you are, you fit in. Wherever you are, you belong. Wherever you are, you're the fucking master of where you are. They need inches. They're longing for inches. If you knew what they were thinking all day during their fucking shift, you wouldn't hesitate to become what I was once and what I might still be resembling. You could be the master of fucking pussy, going down there for your fucking loose meat sandwiches all the goddamn time. He says it. The nuclear thing, it was a good idea, but you should have heard him in the background. I know fucking Rapalons, you should have heard him on the phone. He sounded like he was breaking up. He sounded like he was having trouble with the idea of what he was telling me. Like he knew more of the seriousness of what it was than I knew. He was like giving me a kind of a vanilla wash version. Now he could never talk this way to anybody else, but I've known him for fucking years and years and years. At one time, long ago, I went out with a sister. Now, she's an Indian woman. The beauty of being with an Indian woman is this. And I banged her out, of course. I mean, that's what you do. Don't say, no, you didn't. That's what you do. That's what you do when you're with a woman. She's got a fuck hole and you got a cock and you pump them. That's what it's for. That's what you're supposed to do when you're together. The beauty of being with an Indian woman is this. If their skin was really dark like lots of them are, it's like you're with an African American that's been reprogrammed with a fucking Indian accent. Something from Bombay or Mumbai or fucking Bombay. It's totally a mind screw and it's a real goddamn turn on. Now, he resented me for that at first, but then our relationship grew. And it always grows when it comes to men. You can have a fist fight tomorrow, but a week later you might respect a person, and the next 3 weeks later you might be out at a fucking bar, a pub, a tavern, and you be drinking one pint after a fucking another of dark beer, and you're friends again. That's how it fucking works, man. It's always worked that way, motherfucker. That's how men are. So, the whole thing with the fucking pussy air purifiers, it's really creepy. And I know it's true, and I could hear it in his voice. Towns are being shut down. Roadblocks are being put up because of the stench of pussy. Now, you've been lied to. You're walking around. You're smelling the air. You think this is a great day. I might go to the Apple store. This is what you might say. I might go get myself something to do with a PC. I might get fucking new SD drive. I might get something for the... And you're walking around. You're smelling the air, and you think it's all cool. It's all safe now. And you think, hey, look, there's somebody up there that's a bad element. This is what you're thinking? It looks like a bad element. Look at that person. He looks like a bad element. He looks like he's been sleeping on the street. I better go the other way. Bad element? There's no fucking worse element than a goddamn pussy. That's the worst element in the world. What are you doing running from a dude that's been down on his luck eating cucumber sandwiches and crackers? He ain't nothing fucking threat to you. He's a bad element. Hey, look up there. I don't know if I like that. It's a carload of black men and in a low rider, and it looks like there's a Mexican, looks like there's a spick driving the car, and the fucking car's only 4 inches off the ground, and it's all colored with purple lights from the bottom of the car, and the entire car has flashing disco lights going on. That looks like a bad element. There's bad elements up there. I think I'll turn around. Because I was going to get something for my PC or going to go look at a fucking Apple computer or going to go to Apple. A bad element, man. A bad element is a complete fucking blanket of the stench of pussy so thick that it you can see the airwaves, the molecules, the waves itself of light. You can actually see them fucking flickering and waving. It's so thick with the stench of fucking pussy. Now, that's a bad element. And they're every day laying in bed with some fucking buddy like you. You got a bad element next to you. You got a bad element next to you. Now, when one town after another goes, even in the UK, when one town after, I mean, it's bad there. Muslims in all black, they don't wash those fucking rags. They're constantly having pussy farts. They're shitting their pants. They're goddamn bent over all the time. When you're always bent over and you're fucking praying to Allah all the time, you think you're not farting? You think you're not disrupting your fucking digestive system? Well, you are, fuckstick. And they're blowing this shit out all over the place, and they're going to suffer bad over there. Really bad, man. Bad element, man. Look at the fucking bad element. This pussy. When you're fucking always walking around with this attitude, this idea that it's all good around you, there's nothing worse than a blanket of pussy so thick that the airwaves, the rays, the actual waves, all light rays are all bending from the stench of pussy. Now you'll finally know what's really bad. You're laying next to one. Maybe you're married to one. There she is. You know who'll be the first to go? You know what enragement will fucking overwhelm everybody in this world? It'll take out one woman after another. It's not going to be like Dawn of the Dead or some zombie thing. It's going to be regular chicks who've destroyed our air when the pussy fucking air purifiers collapsed, when they failed, when they malfunctioned, when they ran out of goddamn gas. It's going to be them taking out one after another with a fucking one bullet after another, exploding hollow points, Teflon-coated fucking cop killer bullets, taking these fucking chicks that are making this stench out. One after another, and eventually you'll have to take out your slut. Yeah, you're gonna have to put one right between her goddamn eyes. And I know what I'm talking about, but I've done it. You have to sometimes do that to preserve your fucking self. I remember one time I was on my Argo Frontier. This reminds me of it. I'm in the Argo Frontier, fucking my six-wheel vehicle. It's got a fucking 18 horsepower engine, and it's got two bench seats, and I really rigged it out. I got it really going good. I ran over some woman with a man out in the woods. They were in a tent. She was beating him off, trying to control him. That's what they do. They get you isolated. Then they try to control you. They try to remove you from the element, the people you knew, men like me who could convince you otherwise. Like when I was with that chick that did all the spitting, it took an outside source to show me this fucking bitch wouldn't stop goddamn spitting when she talked, man. Yeah, she was a good fuck. But she even spit when I was fucking her. When I was fucking her from the rear, she'd spit all over the goddamn pillows. When I was fucking her from the goddamn front, when I was on top of her, what they call it, the missionary position, when I was fucking her that way under my bed, I had a picture of my grandmother laying above her head. And that picture was ancient. My grandma's dead now. It was a picture of her laying on a thing. There's like a shelf just a hair above where your head is on the bed. That fucking thing was soaked in goddamn spit because of all the sound she made and talking she did when I fucked her. You have to know, you have to be brought back, and that's why these chicks will be taken out, including your goddamn wife, including your girlfriend. The stench of the pussy that they've lied to us about. It's overwhelming, man. It's just too hard to comprehend. It's like a person will say this, say you have a Christian. And they'll say, I don't understand this, I don't understand this with the Bible, how could this have happened? The person will tell you, it's beyond your possible ability to understand or fathom it. You just got to go with it. It's the same thing with a chick's pussy. You say the same thing. Well, we went to Thanksgiving Day dinner. I bought her Christmas presents. I went to the last standing mall, wherever the fuck that is, and we walked around. I can't put one between her fucking eyes. Yeah, you can. When the towns start crumbling, when the air fucking filters start going, you're going to be forced to fucking do what? You're going to be forced to take yourself out or find some place where there's not the stench of pussy. And there's only one other alternative, but it's so fucking far remote, I didn't want to bring it up. And I talked about this with Nog Chompa on the telephone. I mean, not Nog Chompa, Rap-A-Lunge. I said Nog Chompa because that's what I was burning. Now, Nog Chompa is an incense. It's a popular incense that I burn. Rap-A-Lunge and Nog Chompa is very similar. Now, there's only one fucking thing you could do in an alternative, and that is you'd have to get nasal reconfigurement. This is what they call it. Nasal reconfigurement, and fucking Rap-A-Lunge faxed me this fucking thing, and it said on it, nasal reconfigurement. Now, what is nasal reconfigurement? It sounds stupid, doesn't it? Nasal reconfigurement. For when this happens, when it eventually will happen, when all the pussy air scrubbers, the pussy filters will fail across the world, when they all fail, there's nasal reconfigurement. Now, what is it? It consists of 6 months that you have to be locked into a sealed, airtight room. And all they do is pump in the stench of pussy night and day. Yeah, you get to eat and stuff like that. They give you wafers. They give you liquid to drink. They give you some fucking reefer to smoke because it's going to make you go mad. But until you come out of that thing in 6 months where you can finally breathe the worst stench of all, and then they can get rid of air purifiers, pussy air purifiers, they can dump them, they can abandon them entirely, they don't have to worry about fucking nuclear reactors powering these things, they don't have to worry about cities closing and closing towns and keeping people locked down and not allowing people in or allowing people out, because they've got nasal reconfigurement. Nasal reconfigurement. It's where you can stand the stench of pussy. Now, you can stand it. Yeah, sure you can. And short jaunts. Short little fucking burst, can't you? You're in there eating nookie. You got your nookie with you. And you're fucking eating her out. You're going down there for a loose meat sandwich. You can stand that for a minute because you don't want to hurt her feelings. Well, I do hurt their feelings. The first thing I say if I'm down eating nookie, I'm on a loose meat sandwich, I say something stinks bad, I gotta stop, I can't function, I can't keep going on like this. Why would I deliberately fucking do this? Why would I take a knife and slowly push it into my fucking eye socket? That's what I'm doing with your goddamn pussy. I can't stand the stench of your pussy. Now, you probably couldn't say that. A lot of pussy people couldn't say that. They couldn't say that. Because why? Because it's uncouth, isn't it? It's uncouth, you're not there, you can't figure out. But I can do that. But you'd have to have fucking nasal reconfigurement to be able to stand the stench. Now, they wouldn't close towns, they wouldn't close villages, they wouldn't close hamlets, because this imbecile, this fucking rube, this mamaluke, went through nasal reconfigurement to fit in, to become what they think. It's the same shit they did to you with fucking political correctness. Holy shit. I just started spitting like the chick I told you about. Sometimes I think so fast my mouth won't move enough. I have to move in that. Sometimes when I'm actually talking to you, I've got my left hand and my right hand. I'm holding my upper lip and I'm holding my bottom lip with my left hand. And I'm moving my lips as I'm talking to try to keep up with the words and the thoughts I have. I'm actually moving my mouth like a fucked up, like a weirdo, really. So you can get nasal reconfigurement. Think of that. Hey, how can you stand it, man? Oh, I had nasal reconfigurement. I had nasal reconfigurement. I can smell any pussy. I can take in the stench of any pussy in the world. They want you to think that you're uncouth. They want you to believe that you, by not liking the stench of pussy, you're not with it. You're not hip. You should be shunned. Eventually, they will shun you. It's coming. I swear to God, it's going to come. And then what are you going to do? I openly admitted that I couldn't stand the stench of some chick's pussy. I was sick for a fucking week. I had to get out of there, man. I'd rather eat ramen noodles all goddamn day for fucking 6 months than eat pussy again, get near pussy. I couldn't stand the stench. And she stood there and she said, what? What's wrong? What are you talking about? I thought we had something going on. I thought I felt a vibe. You didn't feel nothing, man. I'm not fucking stupid. I got a nose right there. It's there to alert me to problems, man. When I'm out in the fucking woods, when I'm out in the fucking car and I smell something that's roadkill, it says get out of there. When I'm walking around the woods, there's a dead body and I smell a stench of dead body. I don't jump on top of it and start fucking it. I get out of there because of the stink, and that's what your nose is telling you, and they're trying to change that shit. And Rampa Lunch says to me, what are you doing? I said, why do you want to know what I'm doing, man? He said, what are you doing? I'm just curious. What do you do? What does a Norm Augustinus do? I said, if you want to know, I've got all 14.5 pounds of my dick in my hand. And that's when the phone went dead. There's only so much I can do with Rap-A-Lunge, especially after I banged out his sister, dark-skinned sister. She was wonderful. There's nothing better than banging out a goddamn Indian. They were all kinds of colors and shit. It's like you're on a psychedelic trip and her skin's dark and you've taken a complete loss of all your senses and you're somewhere fucking else. You don't know where you are. Man, look at those colors. Look at that skin. Listen to the sounds coming out of her. I'm on another fucking planet, man. Hey, groovy. I'm giving it and getting it. And all that fucking... And that's what they're going to try to stop, this fucking air scrubbers. They want to keep their businesses, their commerces going. You know the sick part of that is? The sick part that you need pussy so goddamn much. The sickness of it. And think about it. And me too, I guess. You want pussy, you want tits, but you can't really do anything with them. You can't take them with you. You can't take them home. You always have your cock. The minute you put your cock in a chick's fuck hole, you think of this. Your dick will now close these capillaries or these openings in your dick. They'll close up to hold the blood in your cock as a man. It's going to hold the blood in your cock, 6 ounces of hot blood held in your cock while you fuck out your whore, while you fuck out your slag, whatever you're pumping that could maybe change your day, change your plight, help you get through, whatever use it fucking for, whatever medicinal reason. Then that dick, your dick is in her fuck hole, right? The 6 ounces is inside her fuck hole. It's in the fuck hole, and you're banging it out. Well, think about this. That blood is trapped, though just by a skin layer of skin. It's trapped inside this woman's pussy where all the stench is, where it's all generated, where all the sin is, where all the fucking unholiness is in that fuck hole. And you've just put 6 ounces of your blood into that fuck hole and banged her out for 15 or 20 minutes. Now, if you're accommodating, which you probably are, you probably wanted to come 3 or 5 minutes after you stuck the cock in, but you're going to satisfy her for fucking what reason, I don't know. She's going to get more dick and more dick. There'll be lots of dick after you, fuck stick. Why are you trying to accommodate her for it? I'm going to make her come. Oh, boy, she'll remember me forever. Well, that's 6 ounces of blood. It's deep inside her fucking cunt. You went deep, man. The deepest you ever felt, the deeper you go, the fucking better you'll blow. I don't know if you ever heard that phrase. Because it's like holy, like you're closer to the Christ or something like that. The apex, the light deep inside her cunt, this makes her this right-hand man to God. Your cock is in there, right? You've blown your load, you've gone your 20 or 40 minutes to please her. Well, I don't know, she'd stab you in the fucking back in 1 second. I hate to use such a cliche term, but she would. She'd cut your throat, stick a shiv in your ear, rip you off. She's fucked everything and everyone. When you pull your cock out, unfortunately for you, and unfortunately for me, myself, that 6 ounces of blood that was in her cunt, is now released back into the main supply of your body. The fucking gallon and a half of blood that's in your body, that 6 ounces of fucking blood that was in there fucking her, it now enters your back into your bloodstream, this soiled, satanic, unholy blood that's been tainted by her pussy, because, believe it or not, it gets through. There's the layer between skin is just pores and stuff. The essence of what she is, of what that hole is, contaminated your blood, and it's now in your body. It's entered your other, you got a gallon and a half of blood. It's entered your body, and it's mixing with the rest of the blood. And for a short while, you won't feel well. You think, well, I fucked myself out. I'm tired. I shouldn't have smoked the reefer. I shouldn't have done fucking acid. I shouldn't have done ketamine. I shouldn't have done ecstasy, Valium, Xanax. I shouldn't have done it while I was fucking. Whatever it is you're thinking that you were fucking. But that's not the real reason you're not feeling well. It's because unholy liquid, your blood contaminated now, like radioactive, went into your body and entered the other gallon and a quarter of your fucking blood. It's now mixing in there. I remember, when you fuck enough, eventually every 6 ounce that you put inside a woman's cock will become contaminated, and that 6 ounces of blood will enter your main bloodstream, and eventually all your blood will have been inside a pussy. That's all you represent. You're walking around and shit. You got your sporty shoes on. You like your nice pants. You got your shirt. You took a shower, used Irish Spring soap. You fucking use Old Spice, whatever it is. You're walking around, but the gallon and a half of blood in you now has been completely contaminated because your cock has been in so many fucking holes of chicks with pussies. And the blood's now bad. The blood's now changed. You're no longer that clean-shaven guy who never had a fucking dick in a woman's pussy, and your blood's never been that close to fucking cunt and unholiness. It's never been that way. And now you're completely changed. That person's gone.
I'll be right back.
Dong, dong, you're long and you're pink. You're soft, just like a mink. Because of you, I know who I am. You're my best friend, my tiny ham. You're with me 24 hours a day. I can degrade you, and you won't run away. Dong, my dong. You're my dong, and this, oh, this is my song. Dong, you're my pal, always on the lookout for a gal. You're my dong, and this is my song. You're with me when I go to the store. You accommodate me if I pick up a whore. Dong, dong, you're long and you're pink. You're soft, just like a mink. You're with me 24 hours a day. Give me orgasms when I say I'm just a man and you're my dong. If you weren't down there, I'd be a chick. Norm Augustinus without a dick. Dong, dong. Oh, this is my song. You're my best friend, faithful to the end. Dong, dong. Da-dong.
The dick went in and out of a hole. How many times, how many instances, how many occurrences when you were fucking where there's no more blood that hasn't been inside a pussy, inside your body. It's all mixed and remixed and remixed until the concentration of your blood is so high from the stench, from the fucking toxicity of pussy, it's now inside your body and you can't do a goddamn thing about it. You can't take it out. You can't extract it. You are what you are. You are what you did now. Always and forever, fuck stick. This is something that we fucking remember. Man.
You've been listening to the one and only
Augustinus!
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
Oh.
bit clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands, they're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in $1 million house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Kimberly, I hope this letter finds you happy and well. Kim, the other day while I was walking to the marijuana dispensary, I found something. I thought you would find this interesting, and that is why I'm writing you this letter. Kim, while I was on my way to buy a Plan Z 1 gram Peninsula Garden brand pre-roll joint, it's a hybrid, Kim, 27% THC, I found an old polio leg brace lying on the side of the road. There was a size 7 shoe attached to the leg brace. There were 3 leather straps with buckles mounted to the polio leg brace. When I looked into the worn-out leather shoe that had been fitted into the leg brace, I noticed that someone had jammed a pair of women's heavily soiled panties inside the leather orthopedic shoe. The panty was covered in thick, dried-out, circular cum stains. In addition to the cum stains, there was a 2-inch in diameter hole blown into the ass end of the panty. I'm assuming it was a dick hole. The woman that wore the panties likely took a cock up the crapper while she wore the panty. Kim, the special polio shoe was missing shoelaces. When I extracted the cum panty from the shoe, I was overwhelmed by the strong stench of pussy. Also inside the shoe was an ancient black and white photograph of some old bitch
that looked like Amelia Earhart, except this woman's face was kinda caved in, and she was bald to the middle of her head. There was also a small piece of aluminum foil inside the shoe. When I pulled the foil apart, I found a handful of old, pretty much smoked down marijuana roaches. They smelled like pussy, too. One of the roaches was salvageable, so I smoked it. The smoke coming off the vintage roach smelled like pussy also, but I didn't care, so long as the THC embedded in the pot was still active. I sat on the trunk of a downed tree, and I smoked the rest of the roaches, and I tried to figure out how the polio leg brace ended up there. Kim, let me explain. I have deduced that a woman afflicted with polio was hitchhiking. A man saw her with her thumb out, and he stopped his car and she got in. He was turned on by the leather straps dangling from her heavily worn polio leg brace. The man and the woman smoked his pot, and they fondled one another's genitals. And then the man pile-drived the vegetable's tight shithole with his rock-hard driver's cock. At some point, the man drilled out her handicapped pussy, too. When the man came, he jammed the roaches and cum panties into her orthopedic leather shoe. And then he threw the woman and her specially fitted polio brace with custom-fitted shoe out the driver's side window of his 1974 AMC Hornet Sportabout wagon while traveling down the road at a high rate of speed. Of course, the buzzards ate her, and all that was left of her legacy was a polio brace, one pair of cum panties, and an aluminum foil pouch filled with marijuana roaches. I gotta go. I've got shit to do. Write me back when you can. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the free book box at Spruce and Maple Street. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she pulled off her t-shirt, brassiere, hot pants, and panties, and she forced the upper portion of her body into the book box, making sure that her luxe ass was lifted off the ground. When I got to your big-titted little sister, I took off my pants and underpants, and I drove my enormous schlong into your big-titted little sister's fuckhole, and then into her crap hole, and then into her fuckhole, and then back again into her crap hole. I repeated this action over and over again until a 2x4 holding the book box upright broke in half, and we fell to the ground laughing. While we were lying on the ground, I ate out your big-titted little sister's tight fuckhole, and then I attacked her shithole by rimming it until it bled. While I was rimming your big-titted little sister alongside the damaged book box, a woman walked up to us, and she said,
"Now that's some good fucking. Long ago, I was working as the assistant director at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. We were having the heating and cooling ductwork in the attic replaced. I went up to the attic to check on the workmen's progress. Somehow, my smartly business suit got torn off, and I ended up naked. Don't ask me how, but I got stuffed inside one of the new heating ducts. Just my asshole and juicy cunt were jutting out from the end of the heating duct. God damn, it was a tight fit. Well, lucky me, I took a dick in my tight ass and in my stretched out hairless cunt at least 100 times. Every one of those union workers fucked me real good. I came 100 times easily. I had to sneak down to the Hall of Human Origins and take off a pig skin pair of panties and a deerskin brassiere from one of the female Neanderthals just so I could get in my car and drive home. So what do the both of you come covered idiots say? Make me a part of your gritty sex scene, man. I'm hip to it. I'm all in. I'll pleasure you and the both of you will pleasure me. Work my genitals over now, or I'll pull the pin on a pineapple grenade that I found floating in a rice paddy while I sat atop an airboat while I was visiting Vietnam."
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Ladies, take a look at the store monitor closest to where you are standing in the store. What are you looking at? It's an orthopedic stainless steel polio leg brace, complete with size 12 very worn leather shoe. Please know that the shoe is built into the leg brace. You're not wrong, honey. The shoe is missing shoelaces, but that's just part of the design of this amazing dick-getting contraption. Girls, attach this polio leg brace onto your left leg. leg and find the nearest road. Don't worry about the size 12 shoe. Just get your left foot into it. Now walk alongside that road. Make sure you're wearing pigtails, perfume, and a dress. Within 10 minutes, you'll be picked up, and you'll be taking a long, thick dick in the passenger seat of the car you got picked up in. Men love wounded chicks. A polio leg brace assures all men that you'll be unable to run from him when he's chasing you with an axe. I'm popping a rod right now as I hawk this amazing product. Girls, if you are in a bad way when it comes to the needs of your hungry cunt, this is the only way to go. Whenever you need meat, strap the polio leg brace on and prepare to take truckloads of cock. You poor thing. You've got polio and a limp. You ain't invisible anymore, baby. I just creamed my jeans as I speak into this microphone. Come on up to the counter right now and get your very own orthopedic stainless steel polio leg brace for only $79.99. The dick's on its way, whore. On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just shit into the brass voice funnel located near our information booth on the first floor. These brass voice funnels are connected to hundreds of pipes that run throughout this department store. In an instant, Mandy's voice was heard coming out of other brass voice funnels in other areas in this store. Our employees simply lift the brass funnel and then they talk into it. It's the same communication system that was used in the Titanic. The captain lifted the brass funnel, gave a command to the engine room, and then the mechanic responded back by talking into the engine room brass voice funnel. Mandy has irritable bowel syndrome, and she is extremely horny. Mandy's cunt started dripping a river vaginal juice down her crack when she saw a man enter the store that possessed an enormous cock bulge, and that testicle bulge was wet too. Sopping wet. It's a known fact, men's perspiring cum balls turn women on. Of course, Miss Phelps' hot bubbling pussy juices flowed down to Mandy's frozen shut asshole door, and they caused her shithole door to suddenly swing open, and Mandy Phelps shit! In an instant, Mandy's constipation was cured. Mandy had no choice but to hold the brass voice funnel over her stretched out asshole, and she shit directly into the brass voice funnel while she was talking to Carol Anders in the lingerie department. According to the lingerie department floor manager, Miss Anders swallowed 2 or 3 pounds of Mandy's shit when it was shot into her open mouth because her mouth was open as Mandy spoke to her using our historic brass voice funnel communication system.
When I saw that cock bulge, I felt a powerful jarring thump in my clitoris. That thump was caused by a large amount of my blood rushing to my pussy. I'm so horny. I need meat resting inside my cunt tract at all times or I get dizzy. When the supermarkets throw out expired meat, I dig it out of their dumpsters and I take it home. I grind the meat up and I wrap saran wrap around sections of the meat that I roll into 2-inch in diameter by 12-inch lengths. I jam those dick lengths of ground up unwanted meat into my cunt and I keep it there for at least 10 days. My cunt doesn't know it's not a cock. My hungry beaver doesn't have eyes. It feels so fucking good. When a dick is inside your fuckhole, endorphins are released into a woman's body. It's so yummy. I'm sorry I shit into the information desk voice funnel. And I'm sorry that Carol Anders had to eat my shit. I tried to shit into the basket attached to one of our handicapped courtesy electric carts, but I couldn't make it. I yelled,
"I'm shitting Carol,"
into the brass voice funnel, but I don't think the cow heard me. Felt like my asshole got blown apart as I crapped. It was the biggest turd of my life. So what? People shit. I shit. What of it? Clean it the fuck up. Just forget it, assholes. I want everyone in this department store to die right now.
Please bring suction pumps to the brass voice funnel located at the information desk. Suck Mandy Phelps' shit out of the entire length of pipe that connects the information desk to the lingerie department. Also bring wet wipes, a toothbrush, and a bottle of Listerine and give it to Carol Anders in lingerie. This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. That is all.
Fuck.
Ah.
Fuck.
Ah.
Fuck! Fuck! Fuck!
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
when you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.
Dick!
If you enjoy Norm's show, please head to normaugustinus.com and make a financial contribution. It's our scene, man.